I'm Derek Cardwell on today's Lely Radio Sports page, talking to Kobe Higginbotham on a Where Are They Now segment. And boy, it didn't take too long for Kobe Higginbotham to make his mark at William Penn University men's track and field team national indoor 60-meter hurdles champion. Kobe, congratulations. What a performance.
Thank you.
Just tell us about that weekend down in Gainesville. How things went for you?
Yeah, we started off, we got there the Saturday before we raced, so almost a full week before, because we ended up driving, so we were giving our legs like a little bit of time to kind of get used to everything. And yeah, I went into the prelim on Friday, and I was pretty disappointed after my race. Like, it did not go how I wanted it to go at all. And yeah, in finals, I just made sure to focus on the things that I didn't do good in the prelim, and everything worked out.
And even broke your own school record, too, in that event. You established it, one of your first races. I mean, what was that like to go out in your first race and just, do basically pick up where you left off in high school?
Yeah, it was crazy, because I had been out for 17 weeks from a hamstring injury that happened early on in practice, like during off season. So I missed like the whole first half of indoor season. I ended up only running five meets or something like that, or four meets. And yeah, just being able to go out there and run that well so early, I was shocked by it, because my hamstring still isn't where it needs to be. It's still not 100%. So it was crazy being able to do that.
Tell us about that injury. What was that like, kind of sitting out and it's like, okay, I'm starting my college career on the injured list early on here?
Yeah, I'd never had an injury during track like that before, so it was definitely something different, because like with it being 17 weeks, like that injury taking me out for that long, it was kind of just, you don't want to get in your head about it, because if you get in your head, then you might not do well when you end up coming back. So it was pretty difficult to not get down about it, but I mean, you just got to keep praying, and like as things get better, just slowly go into it.
How concerned were you when you did get back about, okay, how far am I behind? Can I even challenge to even do well at these events?
Yeah, I was definitely worried, because my hamstring was still hurting. I mean, it still hurts after my races, but I was just worried. I was like, I don't know if I'll be able to come back, and I don't know if I'll be able to run what I should be able to run, but it ended up not affecting me too much, I feel like.
Talking to Kobe Higginbotham, former Knoxville track and field athlete, now at William Penn University, won a national championship recently in the 60-meter indoor hurdles. Now, you had run some indoor races, but what's that like? How different is an indoor event versus being outdoors?
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a decent amount different. Well, like, we were supposed to run indoor my senior year, but because of state basketball, we weren't even able to run. So this was my first time ever running indoor. And it was definitely weird the first few meets, because I'm so used to running 10 hurdles. And counting down to 5 hurdles, it feels like you shouldn't be done yet. So it was definitely a big change, but it's nice running indoor.
Got to ask, that final race, you crossed the finish line, and the guys around you when you came out here to the track said, well, you didn't really do any celebrations, almost like you expected to win. Was that kind of that, like, or were you, did you take a moment to figure out that you had just won a national championship?
Yeah, it's like, it was just like a crazy moment. I didn't go into it expecting to win, because I knew the people ahead of me, like, they're good. But I mean, in the back of my mind, I knew it was a possibility that I could win, but I wasn't expecting 100% I'm going to win when I go out there. But once I crossed that finish line, I knew I won. And it was just like taking that moment and thinking, like, I really just did that. It's just, it was just a crazy feeling after the race.
And now what lies ahead? I'm sure you got a few weeks off before the outdoor season picks up. What's the training like? Or is it just kind of, well, let's let that hamstring kind of heal up first?
Yeah, I think this week, not doing a lot of practicing. I'll probably lift and stuff, but probably won't do much running. And we'll probably start practicing outdoors now since it's starting to get nicer. But I won't be running in the first meet. I think a lot of the people that went to nationals aren't running in the first meet, so I'll probably pick up back meet on the meet schedule in our second meet.
Overall goals, what are you looking for in your first outdoor season? Have they now changed that you won that the title on the indoor season?
Yeah, at the beginning of the year, I was really hoping to go 13-6 outdoor. But I mean, if I continue to get better, my hamstring stays healing and everything goes the way I want it to, maybe 13-5, 13-4. And that's got to be, that's if everything's good, though. I just hope to keep getting stronger, keep getting faster.
All right, Kobe, congratulations again. I know the voice is a little of a hoarse as we interview, but congratulations again, and best luck this spring.
Thank you.
That's Kobe Higginbotham, a former Knoxville athlete, won a national championship at William Penn University in the indoor season on today's Lely Radio Sports page on KLIA KLS.